going to Kimmel didn't sink in?
I mean, that was kind of like a fun thing, but I mean, it's still like just the day-to-day of like just remembering I'm a Super Bowl champion and everything. It's kind of still a little surreal.
How many texts would you guess that you have not been able to get to?
Oh, yeah, I had over like 200 text messages. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Who was the first person you thought of when the confetti's coming down and you guys were named Super Bowl champions?
I just kind of thank God for just everything, you know, just how the whole season went. I was just so thankful, and then I just was looking for the trophy, you know, trying to see the trophy, and then finding my family in the confetti and celebrating with them.
What made this team so special this season?
The resiliency, the aggressiveness of this team. We even though the media kind of said that we were the underdogs, we had a top dog and alpha dog mentality in this locker room on this team where we believe we were the front runners. And we played like that, and we played with no fear, and it showed out there on the field.
Jay, the Lombardi Trophy, is it as you thought it would be holding it from just a dimensional standpoint?
Yes, it's a beautiful trophy. Special, I can say I'm a world champion, and it was a special feeling to get to hold and kiss that trophy. So many great players in the NFL Hall of Fame, and some can never say that they've ever been a world champion. And then I can say I've done it in my third year in the NFL. It's a blessing for me.
It would have been so easy for you to still be in Miami. I mean, it's just, you know, if the trade never happened, none of this happens. Does that make it sweeter? It's a kind of unusual road that you took here.
Yeah, I mean, I think just winning this Super Bowl, and becoming a champion, I've kind of closed that book on Miami now. That chapter of my life is done, and I'm a Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagle. And now I'm motivated to continue to bring more championships back here to Philly.
Jay, how excited are you? How much better do you think it can be having, full off-season programming, full training camp?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here and to like know that I'm here and go through off-season with them, training camp with the team, and just continue to get more comfortable.
Jay, what's been the most special moment here over the last 3 days for you?
I think the celebration, obviously, after the game with the team and with my family, that was amazing. And then really just been getting ready for this parade, because obviously we kind of saw the celebrations, on social media and stuff of out here in Philly, what was going on. So just knowing the parade's going to be that times like a 10 and a million, so can't wait for Thursday.
If you could spend a day with the Lombardi Trophy, what would you want to do with it? Who would you want to? Would you want to bring it home?
My thing is just having the Lombardi Trophy here in our facility. That just being able to walk in and see that trophy and understanding that I played a part and had a role in bringing that here. That's the greatest feeling. And then really for me, I'm waiting on getting that ring. That's going to be exciting.
Talk about your journey from Europe all to this point. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, it's been a great journey. Obviously didn't know how the journey would take, which way it would go, but to be here right now as a champion, I'm grateful.
So how hard will it be to replicate this kind of locker room next year where everybody just comes in, checks their yards? Nobody had 1,000 yards. I mean, it's a very unique team that a lot of guys have said this is.
It's just the culture. It starts with the top, and then our veteran leaders just continue to keep that culture strong here and understanding what we want to achieve and being back in Super Bowls and trying to win them.
Where does that come from? Who sets the tone for the culture in this organization?
I just said basically those veteran guys, our coaches, and just the people in the locker room that are in here helping the new guys just show them the way.
Do you think it'll be different that next year you guys will be the hunted instead of the hunters?
It never really mattered to us. We were the number one seed, and we felt like we should have been the hunter, and we weren't. So It doesn't really matter. We believe in what we've got, and it's just about us.
Do you think that, obviously not everybody's going to be here. It's just kind of a mixed feelings about today, that knowing some guys are, when they leave here, it'll be for the last time.
No, we're in a state of enjoyment right now, just celebrating what we accomplished.
You haven't been here long, but what does this championship mean to the city? What did you notice so far?
Obviously, it's something special, being the first to do something. And I know it'll be exciting to see all the people out there at the parade that are just celebrating what we've been able to do.